This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Arundhati Paul. The headlines. Shillong Medical College set to commence first academic session by this month. Northeastern Council approves over 51 lakh rupees for residential course of skill training in Northeast. Tripura's power department generates 29 megawatt of electricity from solar energy over past 7 years. High-level meeting convened in Aizawl to review preparations for the upcoming visit of Prime Minister. The Shillong Medical College is set to commence its first academic session by the last week of this month following approval and the issuance of a letter of permission from the National Medical Commission. Health Minister Maisel Amperine Lingdor has announced that the college will start operations with an initial intake of 50 students, marking a historic milestone for Meghalaya. The Shillong Medical College will operate as a brownfield project using Shillong Civil Hospital and Ganesh Das Hospital as its teaching hospitals to avoid delays. 8 of the 16 sanctioned professors and most teaching staff have been appointed. Currently, Meghalaya has 94 medical seats in other institutions, and this college will offer local opportunities while addressing the shortage of doctors in state hospitals. Counseling of students will begin today and classes will start from 27 September 2025 as per the NEET UG schedule. Chief Minister Conrad Sangma is in New Delhi to invite Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate the Shillong Medical College. The Northeastern Council has approved over 51 lakh rupees for residential course of skill training in the AFGC and ITES sectors to be implemented by Northeastern Region Community Resources Management Society Shillong. The project aims to train around 400 youth from the Northeast states in animation, VFX, game design and graphic storytelling, enhancing employability and entrepreneurship. These states include Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Manipur, Meghalaya, Mizoram, Nagaland, Sikkim and Tripura. Additionally, over 230 lakh rupees was released for scientific smoked meat units across 5 northeastern states to promote hygienic meat processing, create jobs and reduce carcinogens in pork products. The NEC also completed a mobile and internet connectivity study and workshops in Meghalaya on conservation of indigenous crops and GI product usage for farmers, supporting sustainable livelihoods and regional development. Tripura's power department has generated 29 megawatt of electricity from solar energy over the past 7 years. Tripura government has decided to bring all government offices under solar energy within the next couple of months. Power Minister Ratanlal Nath made this announcement yesterday after inaugurating a 132 kilovolt power substation at Manu in Dhalai district. The minister informed that before 2018, the number of electricity consumers in Tripura was 7.21 lakh. At present, the number has increased to 10.38 lakh. Alongside this, the state's infrastructure has also seen significant improvement. With the commissioning of the new substation at Manu, or about 21,554 families will now have access to electricity, the minister added. A high-level meeting involving key departments of the Mizoram government was convened in Aizawl to review preparations for the upcoming visit of the Prime Minister. The meeting aimed to ensure seamless coordination among various departments for a smooth and well-managed visit. Discussions centered around critical areas such as security arrangements, communication infrastructure, public mobilization and the specific responsibilities assigned to each department during the Prime Minister's stay. Secretary of Information and Communication Technology and Census Operation Director Amit Sharma, speaking to Akashvani, expressed his appreciation for Mizoram's integration into the Indian Railway Network, marking a significant milestone in the state's connectivity, already linked by road and air. A two-day workshop on basics of Indian Sign Language concluded at Suchna Bhavan Information and Public Relations Department, Gangtok, yesterday. Focus was given on deaf and audible range cultures, methods of forming signs, communication techniques, and further insights into deaf culture and history. Under the Niramaya Health Insurance Scheme, more than 80 beneficiaries have been registered in Sikkim. The workshop concluded by singing of national anthem in sign language. In Manipur, the Directorate of Agriculture has notified all private retailers, primary agriculture cooperative societies and farmer producer organizations holding valid fertilizer licenses or certificates of registration to submit documents for obtaining fertilizer retailer IDs. Those who fail to obtain the retailer ID by the stipulated date will not be allowed to sell fertilizers in their licensed areas or within the state, an official notification cautioned. The Nagaland government, through the Investment and Development Authority of Nagaland, hosted a roundtable with visiting Indian Foreign Service officers at Kohima. Chairing the meeting, advisor to the Chief Minister Abu Mehta highlighted Nagaland's transformation from conflict to a state of opportunities in culture, sports and tourism. He urged for leveraging Indian missions abroad to promote Nagaland globally. Tourism Minister Tenjin Imna Along, who underscored Nagaland's safe environment, cultural richness and aspiration for economic growth through its creative economy. A meeting of the Political Affairs Committee, chaired by the Nagaland Chief Minister Nipur Rio, unanimously endorsed the UGMA statement of 23rd August, which upheld the unity, courage and a shared future for the Naga people. The committee also expressed support for the call for all Naga political groups with the backing of the tribe Hohos to come together and pursue a unified political vision based on Naga historical and political rights. It resolved to resume peace talks at the political level to expedite negotiations. Chief Minister Nipur Rio has called for unity among Nagas and renewed pride in cultural heritage, speaking at the Mung Mung Mini Hornbill Festival of the Songtham community in Nongkim yesterday. He emphasized the uniqueness of the Naga identity and importance of preserving and promoting tribal tradition. On the issue of the Frontier Nagaland Territorial Authority, Mr. Rio said the state government is committed to facilitating an early and amicable resolution. He urged the people to set aside internal differences and unite for development as the nation moves towards Viksit Bharat 2047. The Ayushman Bharat Digital Mission under the Department of Health and Family Welfare, Government of Arunachal Pradesh conducted an orientation and awareness session yesterday. It aimed to highlight the role of social work students in bridging the digital health initiative at the community level through their fieldwork curriculum. The program also promoted the Ayushman Bharat Health Account, Scan and Share facility and key features of the digital health ecosystem. The session was led by State Nodal Officer Dr. Basu Gambo, who highlighted how the National Health Authority is spearheading these initiatives to build a robust digital health infrastructure across the nation. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Secretary Manish Kumar chaired the State Level Approval Committee meeting yesterday to finalize and approve the project implementation plan under the Pradhan Mantri Formalization of Micro Food Processing Enterprises Scheme for 2025-26. The plan envisages a total budget of 50.70 crore rupees, including a central share of 46.20 crore and a state share of 4.49 crore. The committee has identified the one district, one product for 12 districts, aimed at promoting local specialities, strengthening micro food processing enterprises, and enhancing livelihood opportunities. In Manipur, Hey Kru Hidongba, the traditional boat race festival of the state, was celebrated yesterday at Thangapat of Sagolbandh Bijoy Gobindo in Imphal. The festival is celebrated every year on the 11th day of Meitei lunar month, Langban. Hey Kru Hidongba is a festival of religious and cultural importance in Manipur. Boat races on the occasion of Hey Kru Hidongba festival were also held at different places in Kakching district and Imphal East district. The headlines once again. Shillong Medical College set to commence first academic session by this month. Northeastern Council approves over 51 lakh rupees for residential costs of skill training in Northeast. Tripura's power department generates 29 megawatts of electricity from solar energy over past 7 years. High-level meeting convened in Aizawl to review preparations for the upcoming visit of Prime Minister. With that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from the Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.